Good afternoon from KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton. It is Anything You Ever Wanted to Know. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our telephone number is 800-933-5372. The email address, anything@kera.org, and that's where we got these. Linda in Dallas wants to know if there are any community complexes that offer the all-inclusive services one would find at a senior living center for non-seniors. She says, I'm specifically looking for an apartment or high-rise that offers meal service, cleaning service, and dry cleaning pickup. There are lots of these houses in Europe and Australia where you get your own apartment house, but at least two healthy, balanced meals are provided each day, and other services are included in your monthly cost. She said, my husband and I work full-time and are finishing up degrees. We have children. We've agreed that we'd be willing to pay triple the cost of our current rent if we had these services included. Does anyone know if Dallas has a place like that? 800-933-5372. Email anything@kera.org. Chris in Lakeville, Minnesota, writes, on Earth, the prime meridian or 0 degrees longitude is the origin of the longitude coordinate. It is that way because of various historical events which are beyond the scope of this question. He said it should suffice to say there's a reason that line is where it is here on Earth. But how is 0 degrees longitude for other planets or for moons determined or decided upon? Are there features that are used to orient the astronomers? What administrative body determines where the line is on each planet or moon out there? And Jennifer, listing in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, wants to know how large buildings, hotels, hospitals, apartments, seem to go up nearly overnight, but it can take years to do a road. She says it seems like laying down a flat horizontal slab of concrete should take less time than a complicated structure with wiring, plumbing, etc. Does anyone know? 800-933-5372. Email anything@kera.org. Of course, it is, I think we can say, if we get your participation during this hour, if we're just too busy this hour, in the next hour or so, I think it's safe to say we could end this drive, this membership campaign today. And trust me, you don't want to hear Sam Baker on the air tomorrow morning, because, you know, Sam's been coming in on Saturday morning. Sam gets here at he gets here at 4 or 5 in the morning every day. He doesn't want to come in tomorrow morning and ask you to contribute. So please do it right now at 800-456-5372 or contribute online at kera.org. About $76,500 left to raise in the whole shebang, the whole membership campaign. The minute we raise that last dollar, the minute you contribute that last dollar, whoever you are, the drive will end immediately and we'll go back to the regular schedule. So please don't wait any longer. This is it. This is the day you've been waiting for. 800-456-5372 is the telephone number. Contribute online at kera.org. I've got a couple of things to tell you about. We've still got some of the very limited edition Anything You Ever Wanted to Know t-shirts provided by KERA friend and screen printer, Dick Wells. We've still got a few of those left, so call 800-456-5372 if you want an Anything You Ever Wanted to Know shirt. I believe those are at the $120 membership level, and I'm remembering back a week. So, yes, I'm getting the thumbs up on that. We've also got, if you listened to Think yesterday, Brian Garner was in here, and he brought in some really amazing thank you gifts. And we still have one copy of Making Your Case, The Art of Persuading Judges. Now, this is co-written by Brian Garner and Justice Antonin Scalia. You might recognize that name because he's on the Supreme Court. At the $500 membership level, you can get a signed copy of this. And it's not just signed by Brian Garner. It's also autographed by Antonin Scalia. There's one copy of this remaining at the $500 membership level. Come on, dig deep. Support the station, 800-456-5372. You've been listening for a couple of weeks. You've been thinking about calling. You've been thinking about going online and contributing. This is the moment. This is the day. I've got one more incentive. Brian Garner is also the editor of Black's Law Dictionary, and it is a big dictionary, and it is a fantastic resource. Even if you're not in law, I mean, it's really interesting. We have a copy here, and we refer to it from time to time. And he's autographed three of those, and those are available at the $350 membership level. So there's only three of those. There's only one Making Your Case. And there are a limited number of Anything You Ever Wanted to Know t-shirts left. But you get all the radio you want. Anytime you turn on the dial, anytime you flick the radio on, KERA is there. So please do your part, 800-456-5372. Go online to KERA.org and contribute. Just $76,523 left to raise in this drive, folks. Your contribution right now, along with all the other folks who are thinking about it, along with you and you and you and you and you, will end this drive today. So please call 800-456-5372 or contribute online at KERA.org. Let's talk first today to Dana in Van Holstein. Hello, Dana.
Hey there. How you doing?
Doing fine.
I'm a sustaining member. It's simple. Y'all keep that up.
Thank you very much.
My job has me going in and out of nursing homes and assisted living things all day long.
Mm-hmm.
And if I lived in Dallas and I wanted to care for my loved one, I would start at Presbyterian Village. They have independent living, assisted living, and nursing care, and I'm almost certain that they serve 3 meals a day.
Okay, now I have a question for you, because the question we got was for someone who doesn't really need assisted living, they just want to live in a high-rise or an apartment complex that does all that same stuff for you.
I think that's what the independent living is
about. Okay.
There's also a place in Fort Worth called Trinity Terrace. That's a high-rise, and that's a really, really nice place. But they may be wanting to stay in Dallas, so who knows?
Well, thank you, Dan. I appreciate your support, and thanks for calling.
All right, have a great day.
800-933-5372 is that phone number. Online, you can email us anything at kera.org. I haven't seen the number change. The number $76,523 left to raise. So your call to 800-456-5372. Your online contribution at KERA.org is so important right now. You know, I had this fantasy that today we'd end the drive during the Anything Show. And $75,880 to go. Gosh, I mean, it'd be really cool if we could end the drive during this hour because we could bring you Away with Words without interruption. We could bring you Tell Me More without interruption. We could bring you The World and All Things Considered today without interruption. We could bring you Weekend Edition with Scott Simon, my personal favorite show of the week without interruption from NPR tomorrow morning. You'd get Car Talk without interruption. You'd get This American Life without any interruption tomorrow. You're already listening to the station. You've been listening to this membership campaign for I'm going to be straight with you. It's been 2 weeks. Okay, we started 2 weeks ago, and that's not a big deal. I mean, it's a lot of money. $600,000 is a lot of money. It is a lot of money, and we know that. And last spring, we did it in like 17 days. So we're ahead of schedule right now. We're actually way ahead of schedule compared to the last time we tried to raise this kind of money. So, I just don't know what else to say. I've gotten emails from a few of you who maybe decided to contribute after you told me why you wouldn't, and maybe I answered it or got somebody to help. And there were some that I just couldn't answer. You know, as I've said, there are people who just aren't going to do it. But if you are going to do it right now. 800-456-5372. Online at kera.org. Let's talk next on the show to Rita and Alan. Hello, Rita.
We talked.
Yes.
Hi. Nice to be on. I have a question. I'd love to find out how it is decided and who decides which state gets the H1N1 vaccine first and also which county.
Okay. Well, there have been some stories in the morning news about this, and we've reported some of that news right here, also reported some of that news here on KERA. It's been a slow process from what I gather because the manufacturing of the vaccine has taken some time to ramp up. So as the states have requested, from what I gather, in the country have requested it, it's coming in and they're expecting to get a lot more in as they, you know, as they continue to make it. But we'll see if somebody can point you to a resource on that.
Thank you.
Okay. Hey, thanks for calling.
Okay. Bye.
800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. We did get one answer on that, because I think this must have come up last week. Laura in Dallas says that she was able to get an H1N1 shot at Flu Shots of America in Farmers Branch. She says she is in no way affiliated with them. And she said the Dallas Morning News reported this morning, this was today, that the clinic received 11,570 doses They have both the shot and the flu mist. So it's Flu Shots of America in Farmers Branch on Valley View Lane. You could probably Google Flu Shots of America and find that. We had a question last week about what to do for healthcare coverage after COBRA runs out. And Christine in Providence Village says you can buy temporary individual healthcare coverage from companies like Unicare or even Blue Cross Blue Shield of Texas. She says, I found Unicare to be more affordable. And she says you can choose 3, 6, or 9 months, et cetera, for coverage. She said they do exclude pre-existing conditions, but do provide catastrophic care. And on the free audiobooks question that's been going for a couple of weeks, this is from Kendall and McKinney. Kendall says, one great place to get free audiobooks that hasn't been mentioned is Podiobooks, P-O-D-I-O, books, one word, .com. Kendall says, these are from first-time authors who read their books as podcasts. And for audio drama, Kendall recommends Googling Sonic Society. She says they highlight audio drama from all over the web. 800-933-5372 is the phone number for the show. The other number, 800-456-5372. I have been told that the last copy of Making Your Case that was autographed by Justice Antonin Scalia and Brian Garner is gone. So thank you so much to that person. Thanks again to Brian Garner. What a fantastic guest yesterday. If you listened to the two-hour Think show with Brian Garner yesterday. And thanks to him for making those available. There are still three copies of Black's Law Dictionary. This is the brand new ninth edition. They're autographed by Brian Garner, and they're at the $350 membership level. If you want one of those, there's some Anything You Ever Wanted to Know limited edition t-shirts as well. It looks like there's a flurry going on down there at 800-456-5372. It looks like we might be getting some online contributions as well at KERA.org. But gosh, we still have $75,000 left to raise. And as I said before, it sure would be a treat to win the drive, to win the pledge drive during the Anything Show today. But I don't know. It could happen. You know, we say this all the time. If everybody listening right now just picked up the phone and called and made a $35 or a $50 or a $100 pledge, the drive would be over. It would be over at that moment. The phone lines might melt. Probably not. We can take that many calls. We could take, you know, 30 or 40,000 calls. You just call 800-456-5372. Online at KERA.org. I don't know if we can take 30 or 40,000. Mara Batlin in Dallas, thanks for your call. Barbara Boudreau in Dallas, thank you. Thank you. Thanks also to Stacy and James Hall in Kingston. And we also heard from, is it Penelope and Stuart Bach in Fort Worth? Wow, thank you so much for calling 800-456-5372. Contributing online at KERA.org. Linda Fisher in Wichita Falls, thank you. Thanks also to Derek Mock in Dallas, Pamela Hughes in Fort Worth, Catherine Robin in Dallas, and Ryan Hudson in Springfield, Illinois. Thank you very much, Ryan, for your call. 800-456-5372 is the number. Online, KERA.org. Let's talk next to Andrea in Dallas. Hello, Andrea.
Yes, hi. How are you?
Doing well.
Great. I was calling regarding the couple that was looking for a luxury high-rise or condominium that specializes in certain services.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have the answer of an exact one that I can offer right now off the top of my head.
Okay.
My company is McShane Concierge, and mm-hmm. I actually do those services for people that live in high-rises and condominiums. And I could definitely, you know, be of help in searching for a place that specializes in that kind of thing, because I'm definitely in that area as well.
Well,
let me could be a good resource.
Sure. Well, let me pop you back on hold and we'll get your contact info.
Okay, great. Thanks
for calling, Andrea. Hold on. It is Anything You Ever Wanted to Know. It is on KERA. You do have an opportunity to chip away greatly at this last 75 big ones left to go. $75,000 and the drive is over. Call 800-456-5372. Go online to KERA.org. Please do it right now and we'll be right back. It is Anything You Ever Wanted to Know. It is on KERA 90.1, Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton. And it's also, gosh, it's hopefully the last day of the membership campaign. You know, the fall membership campaign has a great tradition here at KERA. For some reason, that's the time when people feel it's October, the weather change. Maybe it's the state fair, you know, maybe it's the weather change. But people get involved in KERA in the fall. I mean, people do it in the spring too, and they do it in the winter. They used to do it in the summer. But we got rid of that drive. I mean, you know, that's worth supporting the station for right there, right? But people get involved. We've heard from thousands of people, literally. I can say with absolute, absolute truth, we've heard from thousands of people during this drive. And we started last Friday with a goal of $600,000. And you know what? Right now, $74,700 is all that's left. $74,700. Call 800-456-5372. Contribute what you can. If you can do, you know, $2,000 or $3,000, you know what? That would be fantastic because it'd really make a huge dent. We don't want to do this weekend. You don't want to hear fundraising this weekend. I know that, and I can say, I haven't even talked to him, and I know that Sam Baker does not want to get up and come in here tomorrow morning to fundraise during weekend edition. Sam wants to get up, get his cup of coffee or get his breakfast, just like the rest of us, and listen to Scott Simon, listen to Weekend Edition, enjoy what looks like, by looking out the window right now, promises to be a pretty nice weekend, knowing that the drive is over and KERA's return to the regular schedule. And, you know, it'll be Scott Simon, and there'll be some troubling stories. There'll be some really uplifting stories. It'll be great because there won't be any pledge interruption. You can make that a reality by calling 800-456-5372 or contributing at KERA.org. Let's see. We've got $74,700 left to go. We've already raised, thanks to many of you, $50,000 today. And we are on track right now to wrap this drive up in the next few hours. Sooner than later, if you call 800-456-5372 or contribute online at kera.org. A very patient caller has been on hold. Michael in Dallas. How are you doing, Michael?
I'm doing great. And I've driven over the Trinity River a few times since all this rain's been going on, and it's full of water. And I asked this question once before, but it was at the end of the show. And what I'm wondering is, when they're going to build these parks down there, what are they going to do with water? I mean, it's still going to be there. And in all the articles I've read, I've never read an explanation about that part. And right. I wondered if anybody might be listening that maybe knows what's going to happen to all that water.
Sure. Well, we'll ask. And I know that I think they're going to bolt things down really well. the benches and stuff, I bet. But we'll ask. It's a fair question. I mean, you know, it's a good question. And there is a lot of water in the river bottom right now from all the recent rain.
So,
yeah. All right. Well, we'll see if we get an answer for you.
Okay.
Thanks for calling. 800-933-5372 is that telephone number if you want to ask a question or answer a question. Or you can also email us. Anything at KERA.org is the place to send your questions and answers. It's anything at KERA.org. We got this from Micah in Farmers Branch, who says, in 2008, I was watching Lou Dobbs on TV, and he reported that President Bush had signed an agreement with Canada and Mexico that would completely open the border, that it would take effect in 2010. Does anybody know if that happened or if it's still happening or what the deal is on that? Brittany in Waxahachie says, I've heard a song playing during the Art and Seek calendar spot on KERA. She says, it's a wispy, vocalized song of only two notes, no words, mellow beat. She says, I'm absolutely in love with the song. Can't find the name anywhere on the Art and Seek website. Can anybody help? Well, do we have that? Can we play a little bit of that Art and Seek, the new Art and Seek calendar bed, just so everybody knows what we're talking about? I can tell you that I don't think we can. Okay, well, I can tell you this, that it's a song that was composed recorded by the local greatness called Shibboleth, which is a local instrumental music outfit here in town. And if you get a chance to catch them out, I don't think they do that number, but they do a lot of really cool numbers. And I don't think it has a name because it was written specifically for the Art and Seek calendar and for Art and Seek here at KERA. So we were really excited to get them on board with that. We'd like to get you on board with KERA, and you can do that at 800-456-5372. You can contribute online at KERA.org. Let's see, I'm getting a note that, okay, all of the Black's Law dictionaries that are autographed by editor Brian Garner, they're gone. So thank you so much for your contributions at the $350 level. You know, I asked fundraising producer Jackie Fisher to come up with something for me to do if somebody contributed $5,000 during the show today, and she never came back to me. I would love to get a $5,000 contribution during the show today, because right now we've got just under $75,000 left to go. And if you've been thinking about supporting the station at a level like that, this is the time. You know, what a leadership contribution that would be. And, you know, sometimes this is what we do here. You know, we provide the kind of programming that you listen to, and it thrives because you contribute, because you help pay the bills. We did get a $5,000 contribution during Morning Edition this morning. And, you know, I know that that's a lot of money, okay? And trust me, $100 is a lot of money. And your contribution at $100 is very special. But if you're in a place right now where you could contribute $5,000, you know, we could probably work out a might be able to work out a special thank you gift deal for you. So thanks very much to Kevin Castle in Louisville, Wendy Fern in Plano, and Julie Teherina in DeSoto. Dimitri Englert in Dallas, thank you so much for your contributions. 800-456-5372 is the telephone number, online at kera.org. Fred Moss in Dallas, thank you very much, Fred. Mary Laughlin in Bluffdale, Jake Graham in Arlington, Kate Edmondson in Fort Worth, and Marsha Harris in Arlington. Wow, thank you so much for your calls, for your online contributions at kera.org. The number 800-456-5372. It looks kind of busy down there. You know, people are eating. Even the pledge producer is eating. Scott Murray is eating on duty. You know, we're not busy enough when the guy who's, you know, directing things here is can leisurely take sips of his soda and, you know, and eat his Star Wars cookies. So, you know, we need to get busier down there. 800-456-5372, online at kera.org. Let's talk next at 800-933-5372 to Sarah in Plano. Hello, Sarah.
Hi there.
Yes, go right ahead.
A little while ago, someone was speaking to the question of what to do in place of COBRA.
Yeah.
Or that, I don't remember the way it was phrased exactly. I'm an insurance professional here in Plano.
Okay.
The mention of short-term medical was very, very well put.
Mm-hmm.
But I would just say, you know, any of the major companies have short-term medical.
Right.
And we have just learned today, an article in the Chicago Tribune, actually, that Unicare, which was one, you know, I think the caller had said Unicare seemed to be more price effective and that sort of thing. Unicare is no longer going to be writing insurance in Texas.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah.
Well, there you go. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember when I was, not too many years ago, when I was just out of college and turned a certain age and hadn't yet settled into my career, when mom's company insurance ran out on me and I needed some catastrophic care. And I, you know, back then it was a lot cheaper. But you got a catastrophic policy from someone just in case, you know, just in case.
Sure, sure.
Which is always a good idea.
Probably not as far back as some of us can go and, you know, remember when it was called hospitalization.
Right.
But the short-term policies are very good there. They tend to be quite a bit less expensive than regular coverage, because I think maybe, you know, the companies realize they have a shorter time for exposure claims and that sort of thing. So it's a very good alternative, and I've used it a lot for people approaching Medicare, but not quite there.
Okay.
Well,
Sarah, thanks so much for calling.
All right. My pleasure. Bye-bye.
Line open, 800-933-5372. I'm told that the email, to talk about the email address, it's anything at kera.org, and we're getting a couple of questions, we're probably going to get to everything today that gets sent in or called in, but we're also trying to do some really important business. Great news, $72,900 left to go. We started the hour around 75 something, so we're making some progress. But well, I think there's just no way we could get finish the drive during the show today. So I'm going to give up on that. You know, I mean, there's a little tear in my eye, but we're making great progress. Thanks to many of you. Thanks to Petra Yugen in Dallas and Helene Byers in Bedford, and Candace Waltz in Athens. Thank you, Candace. Michelle Clark, thank you in Dallas, and Emily Patterson in Coppell. Thanks to each of you. You're the reason that the station is here. People like Walter and Linda Jackson in Dallas, thank you so much. Thanks also to Nancy Eversole in Colleyville, Norm Bowman in Arlington, and Edward Lee in Fort Worth. Thank you for doing your part. We'd love to hear from you. I'd love to see your name come across. I'd really like to see that that total tick down farther than 72,900, or maybe it's further. Where's Brian Garner when you need him? We're at $72,900 left to raise, and the drive ends at that moment. That's when it's going to be over. When we raise that last of the $72,900, the drive will end, and you know, we go right back to we flip a switch. We all lay down and take a nap after 2 weeks of fundraising, and you hear your programs that belong to you, that you help pay for, uninterrupted. You hear them just like you're supposed to hear them, just like they're produced, just like they're intended to be heard. And you know what? We do that most of the year. Most of the year, you hear this show for a full hour. You know, the total time, if you take out the news and a couple of breaks, is like 48 and a half minutes. But every week you hear this show, 48 and a half minutes. Every Monday through Thursday, noon to two, you hear Think, 48 and a half minutes each segment, each hour. You hear Morning Edition. You hear All Things Considered. You hear the weekend shows, you know, Car Talk, This American Life, Wait, Don't Tell Me. You hear them, you know, like they're supposed to be heard without interruption. And you're going to get that. Hopefully, you're going to get that tomorrow. I think we've made such amazing progress today thanks to some really generous people. Wouldn't it be a shame if tomorrow morning Sam Baker... I'm not telling him. I'm not the one... I'm not going to tell Sam. I'm not going to go, hey, Sam, sorry, man, we need you to come in Saturday morning again because, you know, we didn't make it. Somebody's going to have to do that. Somebody's going to have to tell Sam if we don't make it today. So follow the lead of Elizabeth Sandusky in Frisco, Diana Wright in Plano, Mr. and Mrs. Michael Woods in Dallas, and Kateri Cole in Dallas. Hey, thanks, Kateri. Thank you for your contribution. Your pledge right now at 800-456-5372. Your contribution online at KERA.org right now. Do it right now. Please do it right now. Will mean that Sam can sleep in the morning. And the rest of us can get up and listen to Scott Simon and Weekend Edition without interruption. Really important. It's really important that we wrap this up today. We need to get as far as we can this hour. So help us, 800-456-5372, online at KERA.org. If you have a question for the show, call us, 800-933-5372. That is, after all, what we're doing. We get to do a little bit of show here. You can email us as well, anything at KERA.org. Let's see. Vernon says, the listener's partially right, as it does not take that long to construct pavement. The process to construct roads is dependent on government funding, though, and always trails development. He says, roads are dependent on acquisition of right-of-way, preparation of environmental assessments, preparation of construction plans, bidding, award of contracts for both the pavement, drainage, and public utilities, along with relocation, he says, of any affected utilities in the way. He says, this process is quite long. No real pavement can be performed until all this is complete. It's complex and necessitates dealing with many independent authorities and utilities. He says, what the listener does not perceive is the amount of work done beforehand, from purchase of property, zoning of the land, preparation of engineering plans, bidding and award of contracts, from the site work through building plans, is also quite long in terms of years. He says, any work involving TxDOT can take up to 5 years from long-term planning to preparation of construction plans and years in construction. County and city paving is dependent on funding year to year by the elected assembly and depends on bonding ability. He says the cost for moving to outlying areas is always the delay in getting transportation to the area. Kathy in Dallas says, an answer to the person looking for apartments with services in Dallas, The free magazine, New Lifestyles, can be found at grocery stores or ordered online. It's an apartment finder type listing of everything from independent living or retirement communities for those who are active through assisted living, nursing homes, etc. A very good independent resource that lists what services are provided. Kathy says newlifestyles.com is the website. Sounds like that, from what she says, that might be for seniors, but she says also the apartment finder provides a similar guide, but that guide includes all types of apartments. Dean Kennedale writes to anything at KERA.org that the Carruth Haven Condos downtown offers everything from dry cleaning, car detailing, and even pet care. She says they also remodel the old Sears warehouse. I think that's the Southside Lofts, and are very nice, and the staff are great, and I think they offer some services as well. 800-933-5372 is the telephone number for the show. Email address anything at KERA.org. Let's get a question from Mark in Arlington. Hello, Mark.
Hello.
Yes, go right ahead.
I've got a question about methane. You know, I hear it's bubbling up in the oceans mm-hmm. and in Alaska and everything. It's really a problem for the environment. And I've also heard that it's one of the cleanest fuels when it's burned.
Right.
And I've also heard that NASA's thinking of using it for a new rocket fuel.
Okay.
But I haven't heard of anybody harvesting what's just bubbling out of the ground.
Okay. So you want to know if anybody's thinking about that or if there's any way to do it.
Yeah, why I haven't heard anything about it.
Okay. Well, yeah. we'll ask and see if we get an answer for you.
Great. Thanks.
Thank you. Thanks for calling. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at KERA.org. Of course, there are lots of phones open down the hall, 800-456-5372. You can contribute online as well at KERA.org. We've heard from people at the $1,000 level. We've heard from people at the $365 level, the $250 level. I personally would love to hear from someone at one of those higher levels. You know, the $5,000 level would sure make a huge dent. We're at $72,100 left to raise. And man, a contribution at those higher levels right now, if you're in a position to do that, if you've been thinking about it, you know, it would really, really lead us into the home stretch. Thanks to Sherry Howard in Plano, Robin Murphy in Carrollton, Gail White in Wichita Falls, Sandra Mahood in Corsicana, and Julia Cantor in Fort Worth. It's anything you ever wanted to know. You can support it by calling 800-456-5372 or contributing online at KERA.org. We'll be right back. It's anything you ever wanted to know on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our phone number is 800-933-5372 for your questions and answers. You can also email us anything at KERA.org. There's some important business going on down the hall, if you've been listening the last couple of weeks. Let's say that you've been out of town, or you were camping, or you've been on, you know, a huge deadline, and you've been unable to listen to your favorite radio station until just now for the last 2 weeks. Here's what's happening. We're about to wrap up our fall membership campaign. We started 2 weeks ago with a goal of 600,000, and we've gotten it down to just 72,100, I think is the last thing I saw. Wow, it's been remarkable. But we're still waiting to hear from you, because you were camping, or you were traveling, or you were on a deadline, you had a huge project to do, and you just hadn't had the opportunity. Or maybe you feel like no one's just asked you to call. We've tried so many different ways to connect with you. We've heard from thousands of people who we have managed to convince. They've taken responsibility. They are on board. They're setting an example. But we have not heard from you at 800-456-5372. We have not heard from you at KERA.org. And maybe I just need to ask you, hi, how's it going? We're doing this pledge drive on the station. You've been listening to it, or maybe you were out of town or something, and which is fine. You know, it's okay. You can call now. Would you call? Would you please call 800-456-5372? It'd be great. Would you call and make a contribution to the station, please? Or maybe or maybe it's easier for you, it's more convenient for you to go online. So let me try that one. Hey, how are you? You doing all right? It's been pretty good around here. We've raised a lot of money. Things are going really well. You know, it's the pledge drive, and we've all got to do extra work, and it's just that, you know, it's part of the job. You know, it's what we do. But hey, if you have a minute, would you go online to KERA.org? Just do me a favor and make a contribution. Just go on KERA.org and click on the support button, and then I'll read your name right here on the radio. I'll say, thank you, Bob Horick and Tyler. Thank you, Andrea Roberts. Hey, thank you, Andrea Roberts in Dallas. Hey, thank you, Sharon Njenga in Euless. And thank you, Dr. Jim Wade in Arlington. Thank you, and Suzanne Oliver in Addison. See? So maybe that's, because seriously, I am not being patronizing here, because this is what we do. We make the shows, and then we ask you to pay for them. And, you know, we try to be funny sometimes, and trust me, it's a failed bit most of the time, trying to be funny on the radio. But during the pledge drive, we have something that we can kind of, you know, we have sort of a scapegoat. We have a thing that everybody kind of dislikes. It's the pledge drive. And so I can say, you know, don't make us wake Sam Baker up in the morning. No, I'm not being patronizing. I'm asking you to do your part. It's not something that I haven't done, you know. I'm not asking you to do something that I wouldn't do myself. I listen to the station too, and I support the station. And you know, I'm asking you to do what many thousands of people do, so that we all have this resource. Just before we came back to the show, we heard a promo from NPR that says public radio is a 24/7 service. Whether you're just getting up, whether you're going to bed, whether you're asleep. You know, when you're asleep here in North Texas, when I'm asleep, and the first thing I do in the morning is I listen to NPR headlines. I listen to Sam Baker. I listen to the NPR newscast at the top of the hour, because I want to know what happened in Pakistan. I want to know what happened in Afghanistan. I want to know what happened in Europe. I want to know what happened on the East Coast. And I want to know what my elected leaders are doing about it. And I find that out before I even get out of bed in the morning. On Saturday, it's at 20 after. Which is really cool, because the alarm can go off and you can lay there and you hear the news, you know, a little bit later in the hour. It's so cool. Public radio is such a great resource. It is such a great service. You found it and you're happy to listen to it, and we're thrilled that you're listening to it, but we've got to pay the bills. And, you know, Sarajit Kanungo in Coppell understands it. Mary Dull in Fort Worth, maybe it's Dulla. In Fort Worth. Mary, thank you so much for calling. Mary understands it. Don Hartley in Lancaster understands it. And Alan and Teresa Hastings in Dallas, they understand it. They've all called. They've all contributed online. 800-456-5372 is the number. Please make the call. Please go online right now. Take a moment. Just take a moment and do your part, like Anna Morrow in Dallas did, Linda Conges in Fort Worth, Mike McMahon in Dallas, David Carr in Dallas. Thank you very much, David. And Justin Irizarry in Denton. They did their part. Thank you so much to each of you. We want to thank you. We want to end this drive. And we've got 71,000 and something left to go. You know, if you can make a larger contribution, if you can contribute $500 today, if you can contribute $1,000 today, if you can do $1,500 and be a friend of KERA, you know, Judy Woodruff from the NewsHour is going to be here next month. And you might get a chance to meet her if you're, you know, the friends get a chance to meet people when they come through. It's a special thing we do for that group of friends, of that group of members, that group of donors to KERA. And this is a time right now when a leadership contribution of $2,000 or $3,000 or even $5,000 would really make a huge difference. I would love to convince you, if you've been thinking about joining the station at one of these higher levels, I would love to hear from you right now at 800-456-5372. If you've been thinking about renewing your contribution from last year, your $100 contribution from last year, I'd love to hear from you at 800-456-5372. You know what? If you gave $100 to the station in the spring and you helped us get rid of the summer membership campaign, well, you know, I'd love to hear from you again. You've listened since then, and we've, quite frankly, we've spent that $100 that you gave to the station last spring. And I know it's an annual membership, and you know what? If that's all you can do is that one contribution a year, that is totally fine because you're on board with the station. But if you're a member and you can do an additional gift, you can do another $100 contribution right now, it'd make a huge difference because we have about $72,000 left to raise, and the drive will end at that moment. So we really need to hear from you. This is a not-for-profit organization. Nobody's getting rich here, doing this work. We're raising money to pay the $1 million-plus bill we have to pay to NPR to run shows that you listen to. We're raising money to pay the electric bill. Can you imagine what the electric bill is for this place? The facility we have is great, thanks to the generosity of people that have contributed to the station over the years. And it sounds good because of that. You know, we have good gear, we have good equipment, we keep it maintained, but that all costs money. So we're asking you to do your part right now, 800-456-5372. We're asking you to go online to KERA.org. We're asking you to be generous because we really need to finish this drive. It's not something, like I said, it's not something that we wouldn't do ourselves. Call us, 800-456-5372. Let's see, Bill and McLennan Chisholm wrote into anything at KERA.org that Bush's open border with Mexico plan is part of the Security and Prosperity Partnership of North America. It was conceived in 2005 as an eventual open market between America, or the U.S., I guess, Mexico and Canada. Also part of the plan is to create a secure perimeter that encompasses all of North America that would be maintained jointly. Bill says, as I understand it, the agreement was established by the executive branches of these countries without legislative oversight. A search for more details can begin at spp.gov. Ed, writing from Dallas, it looks like, says, regarding harvesting methane, a local news story yesterday reported that Dallas has put their second methane-powered electric generating station online. It collects methane from the vents of a landfill. Or if this was the BBC, it'd be collecting methane from the vents of a landfill. Hey, we haven't even talked about the BBC. You heard the BBC on KERA. You get the world on this station. I like to listen to it, and I think that you like to listen. You're listening right now. You're listening on day 15 of the membership drive, and yet you still haven't called? Wow. You know, I wish I could figure out how to get you to pick up the telephone and call 800-456-5372. Because if I could figure that out, then, you know, we'd make the goal. It'd be over, just like that. Because that's what we're trying to do. You know, we know there are thousands of you that listen to the station. We know there are about 400,000 of you that listen regularly, and probably more than that, that sample the station. But we know that, there are a group of you who listen every week. But there are about 30,000 people who actually send money to the radio station. That's less than 1 in 10 listeners. And our goal is just to get you to contribute. So we dress it all up as a membership campaign. And we have, you know, sort of general messages that we pick from and we read from. And we have some scripts and we do special programs. And we get the phones all set up and we have a bunch of volunteers. By the way, right now, A lot of my colleagues here at the station, I've volunteered to come in and answer your phone calls at 800-456-5372 this hour. So you might be talking to somebody in marketing. You might be talking to somebody in corporate underwriting or in membership, or you might be talking to somebody from another department here. Well, you would be if you called right now, 800-456-5372. So thanks to them for spending their lunch hour here in the building answering your phone calls. But it's a team effort, you know, and our real goal, we have the membership campaign label, we have all the stuff, the phones, the volunteers. Our real goal is just your call, your contribution at 800-456-5372. Our only goal is to get you to take that next step, you know, to contribute something to the radio station. You can do it online as well at kera.org. Jody in University Park, who writes frequently rather, and we hear from her, or he or she, I guess I should say, wants to know, can someone please explain how ratings are determined? For instance, you say KERA has 400,000 listeners. Well, she says per day, or he says per day, but it's per week. How is this determined? Well, Arbitron is the ratings organization for radio in the United States. And forever, they sent out little diaries to people. And because I know this because I was an Arbitron diarist in college. When I was in college, I got a letter from Arbitron that said, "Would you be one of our ratings sample people?" And I said, "Sure." And so they sent me a diary, and they would mail me. This is before the internet, okay? So this is they would mail stuff to my address, little paper diaries, and I would write in there what stations I listened to as I listened to them. And, you know, I'll tell you, even then, KERA was at the top of my list, even then. And that was back in the days when I was, you know, someday I'll have a job and I'll contribute to the station. So I've been there, folks. I've been there. I know what it's like to listen and not be able to contribute. But if you can contribute, again, the number 800-456-5372. So anyway, Arbitron used to send out these diaries, and people would write in who they were listening, you know, what station they were listening to, and then mail it back. And that's how they collected ratings data until last year. And now there's a PPM device. It's like a pager. And I believe it's called the Portable People Meter, and thus PPM. And it picks up a coded signal from the radio station that's broadcast along with the programming, and it interprets that, and it actually registers that you're listening to station, you know, KERA or station KXT or station XYZ, whatever it is. It registers that, and then you plug it in at night, and it uploads the information to Arbitron. So that's how we know. We actually have empirical data, and we actually know. Well, okay, so then you extrapolate out to the listening audience. So if your sample it's a typical statistical sampling application. If your sample is 1,000 people and, you know, 400 people are listening during X time, then you extrapolate out and you say, well, there are 6.5 million possible listeners in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, so we think our listenership is probably this much. So that's how we know. Okay, here's an update. $70,800 left to raise. I want to thank everybody who has been really patient with us, the Anything crew. Your Anything You Ever Wanted to Know crew includes Nilofer Arsala, our engineer, who runs the board. Thank you, Nilofer. Fiona Norton, who answers your phone calls and has been doing so for years, diligently. And she's awesome. Thank you, Fiona. And our fantastic assistant producer, Betsy Lewis. Thank you, Betsy, very much. And our intern, Alicia Melke, who could have just done the summer internship, but she's still here on Fridays this fall, which is totally awesome. Even in spite of car trouble, she's here from Denton, Texas, again today, like clockwork. She's always here. We can count on her. Thank you, Alicia. You can download podcasts, episodes of the show at kera.org/anything. Send your questions and answers, comments, and suggestions to us at anything@kera.org. But please, in the last 2.5 minutes we have here, please call 800-456-5372. Please follow the lead of Cheryl Helt in Fort Worth, Julian Peters in Fort Worth, Joan Mirabal in Dallas, and Sylvie Poirot in Dallas. Also, Catherine Kuhn in Allen, Shelley Cooper in North Richland Hills, April Kincaid in Aledo. We also heard from Richard Cardenas in Coppell, maybe it's Cardenas, Terry Smith in Southlake, and John Swickard in Trophy Club, Jerry Anderson in North Richland Hills, Gary and Shirley Robin in Flower Mound. Thanks also to Christine and Steve Cummings in Dallas, John and Margaret Schultz in North Richland Hills, and Donis Carty in Denton. Thank you so much to you if you are picking up the phone right now to call 800-456-5372. Thank you so much to you if you're logging on to KERA.org right now to do your part on the support page. That last number we saw was 70,000 and something, 70,000 and change left to raise, $70,500 left to raise in the drive. Please call 800-456-5372. Please go online to KERA.org. We do not want to be doing this tomorrow. We do not want to be doing this on Monday. We've got to finish this drive today. We've got to get your call today because you know what? They're probably going to call me on Monday morning to come up here, and I do not want to do that. You don't want it. You want to hear Morning Edition without interruption on KERA 90.1 Dallas Fort Worth Denton. Also, K261 CW 100.1 in Tyler, K202 DR 88.3 in Wichita Falls, and K257 EV 99.3 in Sherman. Let's end the drive. Call us, 800-456-5372. Log on to us, kera.org. Click on the support banner. Do it now. Please do your part. Once again, I'm Jeff Whittington. Thanks so much for listening. Thanks to everybody who's contributed during the whole drive, especially during this show. Thank you so much. Have a great weekend. Hopefully, if you'll call now, you, hopefully a pledge-free weekend. 800-456-5372. Online at kera.org. Thanks.